And our first reading for today comes from 2 Samuel chapter 9. And last week we began a series, a five-week series on readings out of the life, from the life of David. Why are we studying David? David is the most written about, or the person that wrote the most, if you add that all together. He's written the most, or the Bible's been written about him the most than any other person in the Bible, including Jesus. So we're going to take a look at the life of David. And it's in the life of David that we actually see how Jesus works for us, how he loves us and cares for us. So we want to be looking especially for that. This reading is from 2 Samuel chapter 9, 1 through 13. David said, "Is there still anyone left of the house of King Saul that I may show him kindness for Jonathan's sake?" Now there was a servant of the house of Saul whose name was Ziba, and they called him to David. And David said to him, "Are you Ziba?" And he said, "I am your servant." The king said, "Is there not still someone of the house of Saul that I may show kindness, the kindness of God to him?" Ziba said to the king, "There is still a son of Jonathan. He is crippled in his feet." David the king said to him, "Where is he?" And Ziba said to the king, "He is in the house of Machir, the son of Ammiel, at Lo Debar." Then King David sent and brought him from the house of Machir, the son of Ammiel, at Lo Debar. And Mephibosheth, the son of Jonathan, son of Saul, came to David and fell on his face and paid homage. David said, "Mephibosheth," and he answered, "Behold, I am your servant." David said to him, "Do not fear, for I will show you kindness for the sake of your father Jonathan, and I will restore to you all the land of Saul your father, and you shall eat at my table always." And he paid homage and said, "What is your servant that you should show regard for a dead dog such as I?" Then the king called Ziba, Saul's servant, and said to him, "All that belonged to Saul and to all his house I have given to your master's grandson. And you and your sons and your servants shall till the land for him and shall bring in the produce, that your master's grandson may have bread to eat. But Mephibosheth, your master's grandson, shall always eat at my table." Now Ziba had 15 sons and 20 servants. Then Ziba said to the king, "According to all that my lord the king commands his servant, so will your servant do." So Mephibosheth ate at David's table, like one of the king's sons. And Mephibosheth had a young son whose name was Micah. And all who lived in Ziba's house became Mephibosheth's servants. So Mephibosheth lived in Jerusalem, for he ate always at the king's table. Now he was lame in both his feet. This is the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God.